You'll see a slide, here it is, that says that I have no relationships to disclose, and I just want everybody to know that. That really is a requirement, and we have great respect for following the rules, at least sometimes. Today I'm going to talk about a tool. It's a rather simple tool, and this is a piece of work. I'll show you a printed copy of it, which is called a crosswalk, and I will explain a little bit more in detail. It crosswalks some of Michigan's standards for accreditation with the Public Health Accreditation Board standards. And I also want to thank others for their contribution, particularly Mary Cushion, who's listed here. Mary Cushion is the health director of a district health department in Michigan, in the central part of Michigan. I don't know how many people have seen the hand for Michigan, but so I am with the University of Michigan, which is down in the southeastern part. She's in the central part. This is the lower peninsula. I've never been good at doing the upper peninsula, but we have two pieces. And I'm going backward. Okay. So I'm with the University of Michigan, as was indicated before. I'm with the Office of Public Health Practice, and our whole mission is to connect up local public health practitioners, state public health. They can be in governmental agencies, community groups, healthcare systems, a whole variety of folks, and try to make connections between these practitioners and faculty and students. We have 45 local health departments in Michigan, and beginning in 1997, we had our own accreditation process for local health departments. We are now in our fifth cycle, so this occurs every 3 years. It's about one-third of the departments each year. In our fourth and fifth cycle, although we had talked about quality improvement before from the very beginning, in our fourth and fifth, we really had a voluntary quality improvement process for our Michigan local health department accreditation process. And at least a third to a half of the health departments have already gone through that. And if anybody's interested in what that looks like or what our indicators looks like, I can provide the link for that. The state has not had an accreditation process, but they were a pilot for FAB. So we're hoping that we're all going to be involved in this. And several local health departments have already made either application or actually submitted their materials to FAB for a review, because there are several processes with FAB in how you do that. So this looks at some of the aspects, the 10 essential services about which the FAB process was used to develop its criteria for accreditation. And so we got a sense of how many people are from state and local health departments and working on quality improvement, and how many of you are doing that and expect to apply for accreditation. Could you raise your hands? Okay, so some folks are doing quality improvement, but not necessarily with accreditation in mind, at least not right away. Just to quickly go through the domains, FAB has several domains, and I'm just showing these as examples or a review of the domains. And you can see they look to be pretty simple. But as you get down into the weeds, so to speak, you really find, how am I going to meet these domains? There's lots of criteria here. And when you look at the FAB standards and measures, they talk about domain standards, measures, and they give examples. And there's lots of criteria, and there's lots of good examples of what they're looking for, but it's still rather nonspecific. So we developed a tracking tool for local health departments. And with this tracking tool, our expectation is that people can download this Word document and use it to fill in their materials and pieces that they're using to meet these standards. It's certainly much more complicated to do a whole accreditation process. And having gone through it a few times myself when I was at a local health department, I understand the amount of effort and organization that it takes. And I would just say, now being at the University of Michigan and previously being at a health department, that it's wonderful to have student interns in the summer to help us. So consider that. So if we look at domain 5, we see that the FAD standard seems to be pretty simple. Develop a strategic plan. This is from our tracking tool. We have in our local health department accreditation process something called a plan of organization that can be aligned with a strategic plan. Although many folks are doing their strategic plan by doing a community health assessment, then taking the key areas from that, putting those into their strategic plan, they may have other requirements that they need to put into their strategic plan. Say, we have a contract with our state health agency, and so there are certain requirements we have there that have to go into some kind of plan. But you can also take the health assessment for the whole community and have that drive your strategic plan. But if we look at the Michigan accreditation program indicators, we can use something called a plan of organization, which includes a mission, vision, and values, and really has a whole overview of what the health department is about. So all the legal components, the structural components, the administrative components, and the programs and partnerships that we do. In the FAB standard, you have to do a strategic plan. So that's fine. But you also have to show progress toward meeting the goals of that strategic plan. And one way to do that is annual progress reports. So that's the idea here, is to put down the Michigan accreditation program. And I'll give you another example that's a little more specific. And what you can take from the Michigan to meet the FAD standards. So kind of marrying those two together. And then, of course, you can put down your local public health evidence. And this would work for a state health department, too. So you can put down state public health department evidence. Who's the lead person and the date completed? So again, it's a simple tool, but it's a tool that will help people get organized as they go toward FAB accreditation. So here's a little one that's a little more complicated that has to do with standard 6.3 and has to do with public health enforcement activities. So we include several sections here of what we would take pull from the Michigan accreditation and what from those sections would meet the FAD standards. We have food inspection reports. We have to do that for our own accreditation process, but everybody has food inspection reports, everybody who does food. Evidence of enforcement hearings, certainly, what is your authority? What's your legal authority? Is it local? Is it state? Does your state tie to the federal standards? Inspection schedules, logs of reports, what's your compliance plan? So here's some real detail and examples of the kinds of things that we generate for our inspection accreditation program that would work well, again, I'm repeating myself, again with the FAB standards. And in that way, to give you some concrete examples of what you can do in terms of collecting information. Now, obviously, what's different about the Michigan program is That was set up as a compliance program. The standards and the materials that we collect will meet some of the FAB requirements. But for FAB, you have to have an overview, a framework of quality improvement. So you have to have performance measures that really are developed under a quality improvement plan. You have to show your data, and then you have to improve what it is you're doing. So it's a little bit different framework, but some of the individual components for accreditation are similar. And it's a very short presentation here. So if you're interested in the tool, there are too many HTTPs down there, but that is the tool, and I would be glad to provide more information for folks about this. Thank you.
Thank you.